last couple of shiurim, we were talking about the different mechanisms that can cause a bli and pleita. And we were talking last time about the status of iri kli rishon. Tosfos Shabbos and Daf Membeis and Beis quotes 3 days in Rishonim as to whether iri kli rishon is dino kli rishon. Is it dino kli sheni, or is it somewhere in the middle? It's not quite kli rishon, it's not really kli sheni, but it's mevashel kedei klipa. And we pointed out that Tosfos brought a raya to their shita that it should only be mevashel kedei klipa from the sugya and Daf Ayin Vav in Psachim of Tato Gavar, that the Gemara quotes Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether Ilah Gavar or Tato Gavar, if you have one thing falling onto something else, do you assume that the top item is stronger than the bottom item, or the bottom item is stronger than the top item? And we pass them like Shmuel Tato Gavar. So in a case of Cham L'toch Tzoneng, what should happen is that Tato Gavar, the bottom thing, should overpower the top thing, it should cool it down completely. But the Gemara has a caveat. It says, Ademeka Leibola Kedei Klipa. While the bottom thing, or in the process that the bottom thing is cooling down the top thing, it's going to be Bolea Kedei Klipa. So that's the only caveat to the Din of Tato Gavar. It's not a full Kli Rishon, but it is going to be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. So that's what Tosfos says. Mavliya Kedei Klipa is Lav Dafka. That's not only a halach in Bliya, that should be a halach in Bishul too. Tosfos seems to be saying that you can't split between Bishul and Bliya. So if Ademekale Bola Kedei Klipa, Ademekale Mavasha Kedei Klipa, the rule should be that anytime that you have Chamlet of Tzonein, it should be Mavasha Kedei Klipa. The problem is, according to the day in Tosfos that assumes that Iri Kli Rishon is the Kli Rishon, how does he justify the Gemara in Tzachim? If there's a din that Tato Gavar is Mavliya Kedei Klipa, but it's not Mavliya Bakulo, so it shouldn't be Mavashal Bakulo. So how can the Re assume that Iri Kli Rishon is Mamish Dino Kli Rishon? So he said, the answer the Shach gives, the Karbonasano gives, is that there's a difference whether the Iri is Nifsak or Lo Nifsak. If the Iri is broken, like the Gemara Tzachim is talking about, you're throwing the Dabar Cham into the Dabar Tzonein, so then it's only going to be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Maybe it'll be Mavashal Kedei Klipa. But if the Iri is low nifsak, which is the case that the Rishonim, that the Ri in Tosfos and Shabbos on Membeis and Membeis is talking about, so then it can be Kli Rishon and it'll be Mavashil, it'll be Mavliya Bekulo. So this Shita, this Chilah between Iri Shenifsak and Iri Shalom Nifsak is very, very important. Lemaisa. The Shach is Machmir. The Shach there in Simen Kofei, Sivkotin Hei, is Machmir that even Iri Shenifsak, excuse me, should be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. It's not going to be Mavashel. Certainly shouldn't be Mavashel, because everyone assumes it's not Mavashel. The Re only was troubled with the Gemara in Psachim. So no one would say that Irish and Nifsek is going to be Mavashel. But even if it's not Mavashel, the Shach assumes that we should be Machmer, that Irish and Nifsek is talking Mavliya Kedei Klipa. Along the lines of the answer that the Ran gave to try to justify the Re. That the only way you can explain the Sheet of the Re, that Irish Kli Rishon is Dino Kli Rishon, and reconcile the Gemara in Psachim, the Sugya of Tato Gover, with that Shita, is to say that's talking about Iri Shenifsak. But even so, from that you'd see that even Iri Shenifsak is Mavliya Kedei Klipa, because that's what Tato Gover is all about. How could you say that Iri Shenifsak should be Mutter and Gansin? That's what Tato Gover means. Cham L'Toch Tzonin is a case of Iri Shenifsak. Nevertheless, you find that it's Mavliya Kedei Klipa. So that's why the Shach says it makes sense to be Machmir that Iri Shenifsak really should be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. But the Bari Ashulchan and Simen Tzadi Aleph and Sivkot and Chav, the Bari Ashulchan quotes from the Chazon Ish, who's Mekel completely. The Chazon Ish says that Irish Shalom Nifsak, so that's a question, it's a machlokas what to hold about that, but Irish and Nifsak, he holds, is not Mavli at all. So the Pella is, how can the Chazon Ish say that Irish and Nifsak is not going to be Mavli at all? Isn't that really what Tato Gavar is all about? That's Chamatot Tonin, this is the Gemar Psachim, that Tato Gavar, the Mekel Ebola Kedei Klipa, it's still Mavliya Kedei Klipa. How's the Chazon Ish going to reconcile his Shita with the Gemara Psachim? So the Chazon Ish himself was sensitive to this. If you look there in the Bari HaShulchan, in the Biurim, on page Kuf Yibayz, in the Biurim, Dibur Maschel Bosa, he quotes from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish himself felt that the difference between Irish and Ifsak and the case of Tato Gavar is Tato Gavar is talking about where a Dover Gush is falling into the Dover Tzami. That's a Dover Gush. Irui, the whole sugya of Irui, whether it's Nifsak, not the chumras of Irui only apply to Dover Lach, falling into Dover Tzomi. That's the Chazon Ish Shita. What's the chilah between Dover Gush and Dover Lach? So the way that he explains it, he says a Dover Gush has its own form. It's not necessarily taking the form of the Kedera. So when the Dover Gush is sitting in a Kedera, in a pan, on the fire, in a sense the Dover Gush really is sitting directly on the fire. It's not sitting It's not dependent on the kedera. It's sitting directly on the fire because it has its own identity. It has its own form. So therefore, even when you throw it out of the kedera, you throw it out of the kli rishon, it might still have a din of a kli rishon because it's coming directly from the fire. But says the Chazon Ish, a liquid, since it only takes the form of the kedera, so it's dependent on the kedera. The only way that I can give it the status of a kli rishon is if it's in that kli rishon. Once it leaves that kli rishon, so then automatically it'll take the status of a kli sheni, and it's going to be, and it's not going to be mavliyah. So if the iri is lo nifsak, it's still connected, it's still mitzurah to the kli rishon, so then it might still have a din of a kli rishon. But once it's nifsak, so then it no longer will have the status of a kli rishon because it was so dependent on the kli rishon for its whole ister, for its whole chumra. So once it leaves the walls of the kli rishon, it leaves the walls of that kedera, it's going to have the status of a kli sheni. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Interesting svara. He doesn't seem to invoke the sheet of the Marshal that Davar Gush is always like a kli rishon. It's a little bit of a different svar that a Davar Gush is not dependent on the form of the kli, so it sort of has a life of its own. So therefore, it could have a din of a kli rishon even if it comes out of the original kli, as opposed to a Davar Lach that once it comes out of the original kli and it's nifsak from the original kli, so then it doesn't have the status of a kli rishon and it's not going to be mavliya even kidei klipa. Yes.
Is that the
Tzal Gavra only applies to Davar Gush? The idea that Tchama Tov Tzonin is only Mavliya Kedei Klipa, and it's not going to be Mevashel, the fact that it'll even be Mavliya Kedei Klipa, the Chazon Ish says that's only by Davar Gush. But if you have a Davar Lach, so the Machlokas, the status of Iri Kli Rishon is going to be, that's talking about Iri that's low Nifsak. But once the Iri is Nifsak, that's not Tatal Gavra. That's a Davar Lach with the Iri that's Nifsak, that's even more cold. It's not going to be Mavliya, even Kedei Klipa. It's a good Chazon Ish to have in your back pocket. It's a big kula, right? In a situation in which someone asks you a shayla about Iri, so if it's Nifsak, you can always say the Chazon Ish happens to hold that Iri Shenifsak is always Mutter. It's always you know, Kekli Sheni. We don't paskin that way. I think we'd probably be mocking for the Shach, but it's a good sheet to have in your back pocket. Some ask a kasha on the Shach from a Ramah. The Ramon Simon Sadi Bey Siv Zion talks about a case where you have a kiluach from a kedera rosachas that goes to a kedera tzonenes, a kiluach, a flow that's going from a hot pot to a cold pot. And the Ramon says that if the kiluach is nifsak from the first kedera before it gets to the second kedera, mamish this case. If the kiluach is nifsak, the iri is nifsak, the Ramon says it's dinoka klisheni. It's a davar posha. Doesn't the Ramon say that iri shenifsak is dinoka klisheni? How can the Shach say that Irish and Ifsak is Mavliya Kedei Klipa, should be Dino Kekli and Gansin? The Rav Moin, Simon Saribay, Siv Zayin, talks about this case Mamish, a case in which the Irish is Nifsak goes from the first Kedera to the second Kedera, and the Rav Moin says that it's Dino Kekli Sheni. So the answer for that Rav Moin is very simple. The Shach himself was Nochas to that Kasha. The Shach there in Simon Saribay, Siv Kotel Amidalid, says that case of Irui or that case of Kiluach is a little bit different, because there are two elements. There are two kulas that are working together. First of all, the iri is nifsak, and secondly, it's nizchal. It's not going through the air. It's nizchal on a surface. It says the Shach, even if I'll be mafir for you to say that iri shenifsak is mavliya kedei klipa, but iri shenifsak vishen nizchal, that's kal tve. That's more kal, and for that you can say that it's mamish mutter, it's dina kekli sheni, it's not going to be mavliya at all. So that's the sheet of the Shach. The Bari HaShulchan there in Simon Tzadi Aleph says we should be makir for the Shach, but that's only if it's not Nizchal. If it's Irish and Ifsak, Vish and Nizchal, he thinks that there's room to be Mekel, then we can say that it's not going to be Mavliya, even Kedei Klipa. This idea that Irish and Nizchal is more Kal, this concept that there are more quotes, is really a suffix that the Trumas HaDeshen had. The Trumas HaDeshen, quoted by the Beis Yosef there in Siman Tzadi Aleph, the Trumas HaDeshen in Siman Kufay Aleph, Mamish has this suffix. He says, what's the din of Irish and Nizchal? You have an Irish alone Nifsak, but it's Nizchal on a surface. It's flowing on a surface. It's not in the air, but rather it's flowing on a surface. So he concludes that Trumas HaDeshen, at the end of Siman Kufay Aleph, he concludes, he thinks it should be awesome. He says that if it's Yad Soledes, but the Irish and Nizchal is still Yad Soledes, but still hot, he says even if it's Nizchal al Gabe Kli, as long as it's low Nifsak, it should be awesome. that plays in with the Shach, right? The Shach's understanding of that Ramah is that it has to be both Nisach and Nischal to be Mutter. So that's what the Trumas Hadeshin basically says. He says if it's only Nischal, but it's not Nisach, it's one straight flow, but it's flowing on a surface, it's not going through the air, then he thinks that the Taka, it should be Asa. Why should it be Asa? Just because it's Yatzel Letters, it should be Asa. We know that a Klisheni is not Mavashal even if it's Yatzel Letters, though. According to most cheetahs, even if it's Yatzel Letters, then a Klisheni is not going to Asa. So why should Irish and Nischal suddenly be more Chomer? So the Trumas Hadeshin explains that Irish and Nischal is just a little different. Why? Because if you have an Irish Shalo Nivsak, even though it's Nischal on the surface, it's flowing on the surface, but all the tipos that are closer to the Kedera, to the hot Kedera, to the Kli Rishon, they're going to prevent the tipos that are further away from the Kedera from cooling there. That's the Yesod, that the tipos, since there's a connection, since it's low Nivsak, the tipos that are closer to the Kli Rishon are going to prevent the tipos that are further away from cooling down. So they're not going to be miskairos, they're not going to cool down because they're still connected in some way. And that connection between the different tipos is going to prevent the other tipos from cooling down. That's why it's still going to ask them. That's why it's still going to, probably only going to be mavliya kidei klipa, but it's still going to ask them. Why? He says, look, Tosus and Shabbos on that man on the base says that the din of klisheni ain't of ashel is that it's not the fun of mechamamos, it's holech umiskarer. It's holech umiskarer. The liquid in the klisheni is cooling down. It doesn't have the funus mechamos to keep it hot. Why is that true? It's true because the klisheni is not on the fire. So if it's not connected to the fire, it's not influenced by the fire. So that's why it's going to be miskarer. But since these tipos that are flowing, that are nizchal on the kiret sonenes, on the kideret sonenes, these are connected to the original fire because they're still connected through the tipos that are mechubar to the klirishon. So since there is some kind of a connection, even according to the Tosus, you should say that there's some kind of there should be an iser over here. Because Tosus felt that the only reason why klisheni is zeinu mevashel is because there are no defanos mechamos. It's holeichu miskarer. It says the Trumas Hadeshin, this is not going to be miskarer. It's going to maintain its heat. The tipos are going to maintain the heat because they're connected to the original tipos. So should that mean that it doesn't have a din of a klisheni at all? It's like a kli rishon. It's going to be mevashel completely? Not so fast. The Chavis Das writes in Siman Tzadi Beis of Kotlin Chav Gimel that even according to the Trumas Hadeshin, no one's going to say that Irish and Nizchal is mamish mevashel. It's maklud umavliya kadei klipa, yeah, okay. Irish and Nizchal is like Irish and Nifsak according to the Shach. It'll be maklud umavliya kadei klipa, but mevashel, that far it's not going to go. Why shouldn't we go that far? Why shouldn't we say that if it's not holich on the scars and it doesn't have a din of a klisheni, it should have a din of a kli rishon, we should go the full 9 yards? So the Chavis Das says, no, we can't say that it's din of a kli rishon because we know that there are other things, like a davagush, for instance, he says. A davagush, we know that even according to the Marshal, that a davar gush is going to be mavliya, but it's not mavasha. It's mavliya kedei kliya, but it's not mavasha. That's the Chavis Das Rishitasa. That's how the Chavis Das told. Magen Avraham wouldn't say that. But the Chavis Das says, look, a davar gush is only mavliya kedei kliya, but it's not mavasha. And a davar gush, the reason why it's not mavasha, it doesn't have the funos mechamamos. Right? It doesn't have the funos mechamamos, but it doesn't even have the funos mekaros. And nevertheless, the fact that it doesn't have the funnest mechamos, that's enough for us to say that it's not going to be mevashel. So kolishken irish and ischel, where it does have the funnest mekaros, there's a dofen, the surface, the kideret sonenes that it's nischal on top of, that's mekarer. So if it has the funnest mekaros, you certainly shouldn't say that it's mevashel. The fact that the tipos are connected to each other and the tipos closer to the kidera, that's a kli rishon, those tipos are going to prevent it from being miskara as much, so that's enough to tell me that it's going to be mavliya kedei klipa. But to say that it's mevashel bakulo, how could it, or to say that it's even mevashel kedei klipa, why should it be mevashel at all? If by dover gush that you don't have the phonos makaros, we're still not going to say that it's mevashel, that's what the Chavis Das holds. So then lechora, where you have the phonos makaros, you never should say that it's mevashel. So that's the final word that the psak of the Trumas Hadeshin that's quoted by the Rambam is that if you have an Irish and Nizchal, if you either have Irish and Nifsak alone or Irish and Nizchal alone, so then it should be Mavliya Kedei Klipa. If you have them both together, then we can be Mekel, we can assume that it's Dino Kaklisheni, it's not going to ask it. Yeah.
The fact that the Trumas Hadeshin was quoting Tosos in Shabbos, who was discussing Bishul. Does that. Meaning, unless the transition tells us this is only, by the way, this is only in terms of the
because he's not mechalek himself.
We should assume, I think. Right. It seems like maybe we should assume.
Right. It's a good kasha. I'm not sure what to say. The Chavis Das is the one who wants to be mechalek between Bishul and Bliya constantly. In all of these chumras, he says it's only for Bliya, not for Bishul. So Vaita, he's got the same pismin here. He says we should only say it for Bli and Nefer Bishel. He's saying if you're gonna invoke Tosfos and Shabbos, now he's a Tumah Bishel. That's the discussion there. So what gives us the right to say that the Chumrah of the Truma Sedeshin is limited to Bli and it doesn't apply to Bishel? It's a good kasha. I'm not sure what the answer is. The Ramah in Siman Sarihei in Hilchos Bas V'Cholav at the end of Siman Gimel, at the end of Sif Gimel, adds another point, another issue related to Iri Kli Rishon. Separate issue, not talking about Iri Rishon Nisho and Iri Rishon Nisho, like a different issue. Ramah says, what happens if you Ma'arim Mayim Rostim on Kalim, the Mayim Rostim are Paris, and you Ma'arim the Mayim Rostim on Kalim, Kli Basa and Kli Cholav? And there's Shuman Dovuk, there's Mamoshes, there's Be'en of Basar and Cholav. Ira Mayim Rosum She'enam Shabbos of Losh Cholav, Akeim Shabbos of Cholav, Yachad. Afilu Shuman Dovuk Bohem, he says, Hakol Shari. Ramah says he thinks everything is Mutter. Again, you poured Irui, you had an Irui, let's say an Irui Shalom Nifsak, an Irui, a regular Irui Klirishon. You open your faucet, and you have an Irui Klirishon coming from the boiler. Normal case that happens on every Monday and Thursday and on Wednesday and Tuesday as well, right? You open the faucet, you have your Iri Kli Rishon, and you have dirty dishes in your sink. Shabbos v'shal cholav, says the Ramah, even if Shuman Dovok Bohem, everything is mutter, because Iri Kli Rishon, the Ramah holds, is not strong enough that it's going to cause the kalim that you're ma'ar on top of them that they'll be able to be bolei azemizah. That's the yesod of the Ramah. That even if Iri Kli Rishon is very strong, it's Dino Kli Rishon, it'll be Mavliya Kli Klipa, but it's not strong enough that the Kalim are going to be able to be Mavliya Zemi Zem. What does that mean? So the Shach explains in Sukkot Mechot that what the Ramah means to say, what he seems to be saying, is that even if Iri Kli Rishon, or at least it's Mavliya Kli Klipa Kli Rishon, depending on the two days of Tosfos, it's not Maflid Umavliya Kli Echot. That's what the Ramah is saying. But it's one thing to say that Iri is Maflid Kli Klipa, it's Mavliya Kli Klipa, but Maflid Umavliya Kli Echot? That's a different level. We had that the Marshal, even according to the Marshal, was machmir by Klisheni. Marshal says that Klisheni is mafud umavliya, but it's not mafud umavliya ke'echad. So the Ramah, the Shach understood, at first glance, what the Ramah seems to be saying is that Iri Kli Rishon, even if it's Dino Kli Rishon legami, or Dino Kli Rishon leaning that it's mafliya ke'echad, but it's not mafud umavliya ke'echad. What does that mean? That means that even if it could be mavliya, it could do one of the procedures, one of the processes, either mafud or mavliya, but it won't be able to warm up something to make it be mavliya. So here, the liquid, the iri, is not going to be able to warm up, it's not going to be able to heat up the be'en of cholav and be mavliya into the clay basa. It's not going to be able to warm up, to be mavliya its heat, so to speak. It's not going to be able to be mavliya its heat into the be'en of basar, and then cause that to be nivla into the kli shel cholav. So that's what the Ramah is saying. It's not that Irui is not Kli Rishon. If it's Kli Rishon, it'll be Mavliya, at least Kedei Klipa. But here, you need the Irui to be Mavliya to Mavliya Ke'echad. You need it to do two things. Because all of the Be'en is cold, so you have to warm up the Be'en and be Mavliya into the Kalim to make the Yisim. So that it can't do two procedures at once. So it's not going to warm up the Shuman and be Mavliya into the second Kli. But the Shach says, L'chora, that interpretation of this Ramah is difficult, because then you have a stira. The Ramah in Hilchas Melicha, in Hilchas Dan, in Simen Samaches Sif Yud, is talking about Meligas Ophos. Meligas Ophos is a procedure that they used to have. They pour boiling water on the chickens to take off the feathers of the chicken. So the Mechaber there in Simen Samaches Sif Yud says that you could be molig the Ophos by pouring an Irui Shalom Nifsak, pouring boiling water on the Ophos. He says, if you're going to do that, the Mechaber says you shouldn't do it. The Mechaber says, if you're going to do that, it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, you're going to have a problem. So that's not a good way to take off the feathers from the Ophos. That's what the Mechaber says. And the Ramah is not Masig on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is Machmir, and the Ramah says nothing. So the Ramah seems to agree with the Mechaber. It seems like the Ramah is Machmir, that you can't be Molig Ophos by pouring an Irish Shalom Nifsak onto the Ophos. So what does that tell you? The blood on the ophos, presumably we're talking about ophos that have been salted already. And the whole point is that after you've salted them, then you want to take off the feathers. So if you pour boiling water on the ophos, so then that somehow loosens the feathers, you can pluck them out, and then you can sell the chicken, right? So the problem is, if you're going to pour an Irish Shalom Nifsar, you're going to pour boiling water on the ophos, it's going to be Mavliya the Dam into the oph. correct the Shach, but the Ramah says that even if you're a Kli Rishon, it's a Kli Rishon, then it's not Mavliya Kadei Kliva, but it's not Mafud or Mavliya Ke'echad. So what should be the problem over here? You need the Iri to do two things here. You need it both to warm up the Dam and to be Mavliya into the Basar, into the Oath. So that's not going to happen, even if it's Mavliya Kadei Kliva, but it's not Mafud or Mavliya Ke'echad. So what should be the problem? Why does the Ramah agree with the Mechaber there? He should say there it's Mutter. The Mechaber says that you can't be molding the Ophos by pouring the boiling water from an Irishal and Nifsak, because then you're going to be Mavliya Kadei Kliva into the Ophos. The Ramah should disagree. He should say, even if Iri is Mavliya Kadei Kliva, it's not Mafud or Mavliya Ke'echad. So what could be the problem? You'll warm up the blood, but it's not going to be Nivla into the Basir of the Ophos. So the Shach says, Akarvan, what you have to say, that the Ramah really holds that Iri Kli Rishon can be Mafud or Mavliya Ke'echad. That's why Maliga is a problem. Because really it can be Mafud or Mavliya Ke'echad. Except by Kalim. Kalim is the only exception. That's what you have to say. That there's a distinction to be drawn between Ochel as opposed to Kalim. Maliga Sofos is talking about being Mavliya into Ochel. So there the Ramah holds that Iri Kli Rishon can be Mafud or Mavliya Ke'echad. But the case in Simon Sadi Hay is talking about dishes. That the concern we have is not for the Be'en itself, just wash off the Be'en. The problem is the dishes that you were afraid you'll be Mavliya, the Shuman Shel Basar into the Kli Shel Cholav, the Shuman Shel Cholav, the Be'en of Cholav into the Kli Shel Basar. So there, the Ramah holds, this is the Shach's interpretation of the Ramah, there the Ramah holds that Iri Kli Rishon is not going to be Mavliya to Mavliya Ke'echad. Because Kalim, we know in general, it's harder to be Mavliya into a Kli. So because it's harder to be Mavliya into a Kli, maybe there, the Iri will not be Mavliya to Mavliya Ke'echad. It's already weakened because it has to do another pa'ula, so it can't do the second pa'ula. Into the Kli, it's not going to be able to do the second pa'ula. Ladina, though, the Shach holds that the Ramah is wrong. He disagrees with the Ramah. The Inyan Halacha, even though the Shach interprets this way within the Ramah himself, that he disagrees. He says he thinks that Iri is Mafud and Mavliya Ke'echad even by Kalim. He quotes a Chumash Hadeshin like that. The Chumash Hadeshin in his Hagol Sharidura. The Hagol is on the side of the Sefer Sharidura from the Chumash Hadeshin. Marai. So the Shach quotes from the Chumash Hadeshin that we should be machmir, that Iri is machmir and mavliya ke'echad, even by Kalim, not just by Ochel, but even by Kalim. So the Shach comes out l'chumra, that if you're washing dishes, this is mamish l'maisa. Nafkamina between the Ramah and the Shach is what happens if you're washing dishes. Can you wash dishes in the same sink, milchiks and fleshiks together with be'en? With be'en. So if the dishes are completely clean, that's not the discussion that we're having over here. There is a prichodosh. There in Siman Sarihei, maybe we'll get to that when we get to that Siman. The Prichadosh says that since Lechatchila it's also to be Gorim, not Barnat, so even if the dishes are completely clean, maybe it still might be Asa. Because through the Iru, you'll have a not Barnat, you'll have a secondary infusion of taste. The Tam might come out from one Kli, and the Iru will be Mafled the Tam from one Kli, and be Mavliyad into the second Kli. So that's a discussion for a different time. But the Shach and the Ramah are talking about Be'en. If you have Be'en of Kli Basa, Kli Cholav, there, so according to the Ramah, you could go Lakula because he assumes Iri Kli Rishon is not going to be Mafud and Mavliya Ke'echad B'Kalim. So therefore, you could be Mekil. But the Shach would say that you should be Machmir. The Shach would say that you shouldn't wash the dirty dishes, milks, and fleshes together in the same sink, because even if Iri is not Mafud and Mavliya Ke'echad the Ramah says that you can. Again, which sheet are we saying? The Ramah says that it's Mutter. Because the Ramah says that even if Iri is Mafled and Mavliya, even if Iri is going to be Mafled and Mavliya Ke'echad by Ochlim, but by Kalim it's not going to be Mafled and Mavliya Ke'echad. So the Poskim HaMachmer, the Bar Yashulchan, in Siman Sarihei Sifkot and Pei, quotes the Poskim, Moshe Feinstein, Diane Weiss, they're both Machmer, that Lechatchila should be Machmer for the Shach. There are different approaches. Rav Moshe says that it's enough just to have a separate rack. Separate rack, you can wash the dishes in the same sink as long as you have a separate rack. Diane Weiss is very machmir. He assumes that you should have separate tubs. You shouldn't just only put it on a separate rack. Have separate tubs because, you know, the Iri can bounce off from the sink could be treif. But he mamish holds that you should have a separate tub. But the Ramah is important to keep in mind. It's a good cheater to keep in mind. Sometimes you'll get a phone call, someone calls you up and they tell you, look, I knew I was supposed to wash the dishes in a separate sink, but my kids were washing the dishes. They had milk and fleshes together there. The maid was washing the dishes together. What should I do? So the Ramah is a good sheet to keep in your back pocket that b'di'evet, maybe you could be something on that. The Ramah l'chatchila would say that Iri is not ma'afudu mavliya ke'echad b'kelim, so at least b'di'evet, that Ramah It's good to keep in mind. You could be mitzayef as well, that if they used soap, it's no sin tam lefgam, even though lechatchila, maybe we want to rely on etra pogim b'dieved, maybe we could. So there are different stodim that you could put together to be mekel. But this Ramah is a very important sheet to keep in mind. The Ramah is not stam a favor from a paisim. The Ramah holds that lechatchila meikra din, it seems, that we assume that here is not mafud ma'avir ke'echad became. Yeah.
What's the reason for the separate rack?
The separate rack is to keep it off of the surface of the sink, because the surface of the sink is going to get a lot of the ba'en. So the surface of the sink, the stam is going to be treif, if you assume that the iru is going to be nivla into the surface of the sink. So if you put all the dishes in the surface of the sink, that's like washing dirty dishes in a treif a sink.
But
the same.
But if you clean the sink.
If the sink is clean.
Yeah, uh-huh. And there's no ba'en left.
Right. But Moshe probably assumes, who knows if the sink is completely clean. If you look at a sink, at least in my house, you'll see that, you know, the sink is pretty clean, but there still could be ba'en rolling around over there. So I guess that's why he feels that it's better to have the rack, to separate it from the surface of the sink, then you know for sure that there's no ba'en. Moshe?
If the Ramban's not talking about a case where there's mamashos on the two kelim,
right.
So then how's that a case of kelim? That's really...
But what are we afraid of? We're afraid that an Issa Basa B'Chalav is going to be Chal on the Kalim. That the Fleishik of Kalim are going to get a Bli of Chalav in them. The Milchik of Kalim are going to get a Bli of Basar in them. So this is an issue of the Irui causing a Bliya into a Kli. That's what we're talking about. So if you say the Ramah holds that the Irui is not Mafludim of Bliya Ke'echad into Kalim, so what? That the end becomes Asa. Just wash it off. It goes down the drain. That's not a problem. I care about the Kalim. Is it going to Asa the Kli? But the question is it so strong that it'll be
all you need is not necessarily not maflit, just mavliya, because the isser is there.
No, but you need maflit mavliya ke'echa because the bliya is not worn. And that's part of the halacha when we discuss the klisheni shayla. Marshal says that klisheni is maflit mavliya, but it's not maflit mavliya ke'echa. Thus, make, we said, that means that it can't warm up something and be mavliya. That's also two processes. Right, those are also two different premises. Okay. Yeah.
Do you have to worry about bleias in the bottom of the sink itself?
So according to the Pri Chadash, yes, because that even though that's only not barnat, if the bleias is coming out, the chatilu are not supposed to do a not barnat. So if you machmir even for that, then maybe you should be machmir even for the bleias. That's the simple reason why you should need the separate rack. But I don't know if everyone's machmir for that.
Even if you have a separate rack, then you could have a stream bounce off the bottom and then go back into the what's on the rack.
Yeah, but that maybe you could be mekel for. Why? Because that's both either shenifsak and nizchal. Because it's not only nizchak from its original source, it also touched the surface before it touched the cleat. So that lechar even the shach is going to be mekel for. Right? Irish and nizchal vishenifsak, even the shach is mekel for. It's only irish and nizchak shenifsak that we're going to be machmir to assume that it's not the kli. So if it bounces off, iri that's bouncing off from surface to surface, that's both nizchal and nifsak. Not only is it nifsak from its original source, but it's also touching a different surface before it touches the surface in question. So that looks like it could be makel for, I think.
Is the case of the Ramah that the kalim are physically touching already, and then the iri it just makes it all hot, or is it that the stream hits one of them and then that stream bounces off to the other one? Maybe he's talking
what's
about
the kalim touching? We're not talking about that the kalim are sitting in boiling water. And that's a different shayla. That's a shayla that the Rishonim have. What happens if you're washing the clay basar and the clay chalav in a kli Rishon mamish? The way that they used to do is they didn't have an irui. They would boil up a pot and put all the kalim inside. So if it's a fleshiga pot and you're washing milk and the dishes, that's a shayla that they talk about. We'll get to that later, Mitzvah Shem. But here, Lachar, we're talking about that you have different dishes and then you pour water onto the dishes. So the irui, right, if you have, let's say the irui hits the milk, it hits a piece of cheese, let's say, and then it hits a piece of cheese, and it's going to throw that piece of cheese into the clay basin. So you're saying it's nifsak also?
Well,
I don't think so. If it goes straight through that cheese, it like throws the cheese onto the basa, that's not nifsak. It's throwing it onto the clay basa. It throws it onto the clay bus, and then it'll be mavliyah into the clean.
So should
we be choshesh for that? It seems like a far-fetched chashash. That's what the poskim. That's the chumrah. That's what the chumrah is based on. Yeah.
In a bedivit case, if we would be someone on this Ramah, I'm just curious, does the sponge that was used play a part in it as well?
Right, so the sponge, maybe you could be more machmir for, but it's not a hefsid, it's not such a...
No, I'm saying we're being makel that you know, the basar and chalav kelim were washed together,
right.
Even if there was mamashos there, but I'm saying...
And so the problem is, if you have mamashos, both of basar and chalav in the sponge, so it's probably better not to use that sponge. So if you're gonna,
but
if
it's
you,
not an issue of going from one to the other.
I don't think so, because what's going to happen? If you're using the sponge, that means you're using it with your hands. So if you're washing with gloves, then there could be a significant problem. Because then any time that you're going to wash dishes in the future, you're going to have an irish lonissa that's going to hit the end in the sponge, and you'll have this shayla mamsh. So, but if you wash dishes without gloves, so then you're probably not going to have such hot water. So then maybe it's less of a problem. So it really depends on the context. It depends how the dishes are being washed. Okay. The Raman Siman Kufei Sif Gimel talks about the final issue of Iri. Also, Laros Makli Sheish Bo Shuman Kosher Lener Dolik Sheish Bo Chelev O Shuman Issa. But the Eved Ein Lachosh. The Rama says Lechatchila, you're not supposed to be Ma'ari. You're not supposed to pour from a kli that has Shuman Kosher. Pour something boiling, something hot that has Shuman Kosher, a Dover Heter, into a kli that has Dover Issa. The particular case he's talking about is that there's a Ner Dolik, and you want to add more fuel to the fire. So if the fuel that's burning is a Dvar Issa, it's mutter b'hanah, so you're being dolek, the nair is burning with the isser achila, achilas asuros. The Ramah says, l'chachila, you're not supposed to pour from a kli that has heter, shemen shel heter, onto the kli that has shemen isser, but b'di'eved is no chashash. This rule of the Ramah finds its source in a Mordechai in Chulin. The Mordechai is medayik this way from a Mishnah. Mishnah in Masechta Machshirim. Mishnah Machshirin and Perek Hey Mishnah Yud says that if you're Ma'ara Mecham Lecham Mitzonin Letzonin Tohar, it's talking about Tumah V'Tara. So if you're Ma'ara from Tohar to Tomei, you have a Kli that has a Dover Tohar in it, and you're Ma'ara liquid Tohar into liquid Tomei. So if you're Ma'ara, the Mishnah says Mecham Lecham Mitzonin Letzonin, it's still Tohar, but Mitzonin Lecham is Tomei. If you're Ma'ara from a cold Kli into a hot Kli, a cold liquid into a hot liquid, Tohar into Tomei, that's going to be Tomei. So you see clearly, the Mordechai says that if you're ma'ara from tzonin lecham, it's tamei. So he says, l'gabi issa v'heter, we should say the same thing. That if you're ma'ara from tzonin lecham, heter into issa, that should be a problem. That's why he says you shouldn't add more fuel to the fire from a kli shel heter if you are being ma'ara into the kli shel issa. Of course, if you empty out the whole heter, there's no problem. The problem is, if you're going to leave a little bit in the kli shel heter, you have a little bit of shemen heter left in the kli, this will aser the shemen heter in the kli. That's what the Mordechai is telling us. But from that Mishnah, you see that if you're ma'ara mitzonin lecham, it's tamei. So if you're ma'ara mitzonin lecham iser leheter, it should be aser. Why should it be aser? What's the svara to say that there's iser? So that's a machlokas in the poskim. The Taz there in Siman Kuf Beis of Tov Vav quotes from the iser leheter, that it's based on tata gavar. The bottom item is more powerful. So the Shemen Shalis is going to be more powerful. Umechabro bin Nitzok, he says. Nitzok, the flow, the kiluach, is going to be mechabro, the bottom to the top, and it's going to ask the top item. That's the Taz's svar, the Tatoa Gavar and Nitzok Chibur. Two different points. We're going to get to this. We're going to have to explain this a little bit better. But the Taz, just in basic form, quotes from the Yisra Heter that it's based on this combination of two svars together, the Tatoa Gavar, and once Tatoa Gavar, it could be mechaber, it could be mischaber to the Elyon through the Nitzok Chibur, and therefore it's going to ask. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says it has nothing to do with Nitzok Chibur. That has nothing to do with this situation. He says he thinks it's because the Hevel from the bottom, from the Ne'er, it's burning liquid, burning oil. That Hevel is going to be Ola. It goes from the bottom there into the top, and it's Mis'ariv with the Kli. The Hevel is going to be Mis'ariv with the Kli on top, and that's why it's going to ask, because of the Hevel. The Sefer Minchas Yaakov is quoted by the Bari HaShulchan. Minchas Yaakov points out a number of things in this discussion. First of all, he says that the Machlokas of Taz and the Shach seems to be Machlokas Rishonim on that Mishnah Machshirim. The Rambam seems to learn like the Taz, and the Rash and the Bar Tanura seem to learn like the Shach. It's not Mishnah Machlokas Rishonim. It's interesting that they didn't quote the Mefarshim on the Mishnayos, but that's the first point. The second point that the Minchas Yaakov points out is that the Trumas HaDeshen in Chelek Beis, in the Psakim, not the regular part of the Trumas HaDeshen that's often quoted, but in the Psakim, in Chelek Beis of the Trumas HaDeshen, Siman Kuf Gimel, He points out that the svar of nitzok chibur lachar shouldn't apply here whatsoever. Shemus Adeshin says nitzok chibur applies to yayin nesach, it applies to hilchas tumah. Why? Because those halachas are a function of negiyah, of contact. So if it's a function of negiyah, then you can say nitzok chibur. If it's all mechubur yachad, then the bottom touches the top and a kanas, or even the top. But where the issue is a function of nesinas tam, he says, why should nitzok chibur play a role? If you're talking about iser veheter, the question is not one of negiyah, it's because the iser is nogeya and a heter. That's not going to aser. The iser has to be nosin tam to the heter. So if you're looking for nesinas tam, the Trumas Adeshin says, you're not going to get that from nitzok chibur. Why? Because we have a famous klal, which we're going to get to in Mirtz Hashem in the future. The klal is called Cham Mitzas or Cham Kulo. That even if you only have heat on one side of a kli, it conducts to the other side of the kli. Now, you know this from science a little bit, but it's a halachic principle too. The Cham Mitzas or Cham Kulo. The case is, let's say you have a spoon, okay? And the spoon is a long spoon. There's iser over here. There's iser in the spoon, let's say. And there's heat over here. There's some kind of a heat substance. I can't draw very well. But you got the point. Heat. Okay, there's heat over here. So Cham Ektos or Cham Kula would say that the heat is conducted through the spoon. If it's mateches, if it's metal, it can be conducted through the spoon. And the iser is going to be nivla into the spoon in the second place. Okay? That we assume that the iser, the place where the iser is touching the spoon, there's heat as well. Even though the heat is only on the other part of the spoon. No, but it's fine. The whole thing is a clay mateches, so we can assume the chamek tzas ocham kula, the heat is going to be conducted throughout the kli, and the is going to be nivla in the second location. Zok the Trumas Adeshin, the idea of chamek tzas ocham kula tells me that the heat is going to be extended to the whole kli, but the bliya is not going to be extended to the whole kli. No one says that the whole kli becomes asana. Now the bliya only is nivla into that part of the kli. That could be mispashe to the entire kli. That's a big machlokas. We'll talk about that. Exactly what happens based on Cham Mitzas Ocham Kula. But that's what the Trumas Adeshin says. The Cham Mitzas Ocham Kula means that the heat is nimshach. The heat is going to be extended to all parts of the kli, but the bli is not going to be extended to all parts of the kli. Only that part of the kli is going to be affected by the ister. So says the Trumas Adeshin, what's more of a chibur? A kli is more of a chibur than a nitzot. So if we're going to say that the kli is not a chibur enough to say that the iser is going to be mispashed in the whole kli, why should I say nitzo chibur to extend the iser to the heter that's sitting on top? So it's one thing to say nitzo chibur vis-a-vis tum of etara, vis-a-vis yayin nesach. Those are dependent on contact, negiya. So if it's dependent on negiya, then you can say nitzo chibur. The chibur is going to make it as if it's nogea, the item that's on top. But if you're talking about something which is a function of Nesinas Tam, you see that by Nesinas Tam, we don't say that the Tam is going to be mispashed for the entire item. Even by a Kli, we don't say that. It's a Kol Shekhin, we shouldn't say that by Nitzok Chibur. The Menches Yaakov himself is Doche. He says, maybe the idea, the reason why we're not going to say Nitzok Chibur, maybe the Trumas Adeshin is right, we're not going to say Nitzok Chibur to the Eved. The Chatchila, though, maybe Nitzok Chibur would be a Svara to be Machmer, even by something that does require the Sinas Tam. So he's not sure how to end. The way the Mordechai seems to leave it is that it's Aser. The Ramah says it's Aser. L'chatchila. The question is, what's the Svar? Trumas Adeshin says it couldn't be Nitzok Chibur. It's got to be some other kind of a Svar. But maybe that's not true. Maybe Nitzok Chibur. Maybe that which we say that Nitzok can't be a Chibur where you need the Sinas Tam, that's only a Din B'di'evet. L'chatchila. Maybe Taka Nitzok Chibur is enough of a Svar. Some Achronim ask a stira in the Taz. The Taz uses this idea of Nitzok Chibur. The Eska Stir in the Taz from Hilchas Pesach. Because the Taz in Simen Tovnun and Beis at the end of Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the very, very end of that Simen, the long Taz, so just forget the whole Taz, just look at the last three lines. The Taz quotes a case in Hilchas Pesach, he says, Nashim have a minig that they don't use a kedera, they don't pour boiling water on the stone that they're machsha kelim for Pesach. Because the stone that they're machshir the kelim on has a bli of chametz in it, so there's a reach of chametz that goes into that oven. So they're concerned that if they pour the boiling water, if there's an iru that's going to go on, they pour the boiling water from the kedera, kli shel heter, with boiling water of heter. But the problem is, if there's a reach that's going to come up from the stone, so then there's going to be some kind of a connection between the reach of chametz and the kli on top, and the loss of the kli, the loss of the water, the loss of the kli, etc. So So that's the meaning of the Taz quotes, and the Taz says Ve'ein bo reach v'lo tam. He thinks the minig has no reach and no tam. Not that the women thought there would be a reach, and the Taz says there's no reach. There's nothing, there's no concern, there's no iser in your pesach, no problem at all. Some ask, how could the Taz say that? The Taz is the Mor de Shmeitzer who said that Nitzol Kribur is a problem even Lagabi Isser Veheter. So why shouldn't Nitzol Kribur be a problem over here in terms of Hilchos Pesach? Nitzol Kribur should be Mechaber, the Blia that's coming out, the Reach that's coming out of the Eben, to the Kli Shalamal, and it should answer the Kli on top. So there are different answers that the post can give to try to reconcile the spirit of Taz. The Eliyahu Rabba suggests that maybe the Chilik is between Ochel and Kli, just like we said before. That maybe the only time that the Taz says Nitzol Chibur is if you're pouring onto Ochlin, like in the case that the Rambam Siman Kufei is talking. There you're pouring from Shemen Shel Heter into Shemen Shel Isser, so it's Ochel into Ochel. Maybe we'll say Nitzol Chibur by Ochel because the Nitzol from the Ochel can flow up. The Ochel is softer, it's easier to get out of it. So maybe we'll say Nitzol Chibur there, but if you're pouring on the Kli, when Nitzol Chibur is going to be Mechaber, something coming out of the Kli, it's very hard to get something out of the Kli to begin with. So since the Bli is not going to come out as easily from the Kli to begin with, so therefore Nitzol Chibur is not going to apply if you throw out the Kli. The Bari HaShulchan suggests a different svar. He quotes from the Chochmas Sadam, he points out that the whole idea of Nitzol Chibur only applies if you're pouring Cham into Tzoneh. Cham into Tzoneh. Excuse me, if you're pouring tzonin into cham, let's get this straight, exact opposite. The only time that the idea of Nitzol Chibur applies is if you're pouring tzonin into cham. Right? That's the only case that the Mishnah mentions. Cham into cham, tzonin into tzonin, no. How about cham into tzonin? So at first glance, cham into tzonin is the regular tatar davar case. So if you pour tzonin into cham, if the whole idea is that if the items are different somehow the Nitzol Chibur, so why should we only say Cham into Tzonin? Why shouldn't I say Tzonin to Cham? So the Bar HaShulchan quotes from the Chachmas Adam that Nitzol Chibur doesn't apply if you're pouring Cham into Cham. Cham into Cham is no problem at all. But he points out that's the Mishnah Machshirin. The Mishnah Machshirin says the only problem is if you're pouring what? Pouring what? Tzonin into Cham. That's the only case that Nitzol, that this issue is going to play out. And according to the Taz, that means Nitzol Chibur. So what's the svar? Why is it dafka only tzonin and techam? So he explains that the idea of Nitzol Chibur is not standing by itself. Even the Taz would say that Nitzol Chibur only applies if there's hevel in the bottom. It's that the hevel is not strong enough to go all the way to the top. It's not, the hevel is not hot enough that it's gonna give heat into the top item. If the hevel was so strong that it would give heat into the top item, so then it should ask the top item directly. That's what the Shach seems to be saying. Yes, the Hevel is so strong that it's going to go Lamala and it's going to Asa the top item. Taz says, no, you don't need the Hevel to be so strong. If you have Hevel, so the Hevel in the bottom is Mischaber to the top. The Hevel is like the catalyst that allows Nitzol Chibur to work. That the Hevel is going to be Mashpia, even if it's not producing heat to the top, but that's what creates the Chibur. What creates the Chibur ben Nitzok is through the Hevel. That's why dafka, if you have the cham on the bottom, that's going to be Nitzol Chibur. But if you have cham into tzonin, that's not going to create Nitzol Chibur. Tzonin into tzonin, certainly not. There's no hevel. Even cham into cham is not going to make Nitzol Chibur. Why? Because the hevel on the bottom is not mashpia on the hevel on the chamimus in the top, because it doesn't need it. There's no hashpah that the bottom item is going to make on the top if it's cham into cham. So there's one case, the only case that this klal of Nitzol Chibur will apply is if it's cham, is if it's tzonin mitol cham, because that's the case where the hevel on the bottom, the chamimus on the bottom, somehow through this halachic principle, I can't explain it with the metzias, but somehow that hevel is going to create the chibur, and that's what creates the iser. So the difference between the Taz and Siman Kofei and the Taz and Siman Tafel and Beis and Hilchos Pesach is very simple, because there we're talking about that you're pouring the boiling water on a davar tzonin. If it's cham mitol tzonin, then the whole idea of Nitzol Chibur doesn't apply. So there's no kasha to begin with. You don't have to come on to the other svara. If there's a chili between ochel as opposed to kli, you're pouring cham mitol tzonin, the whole idea of Nitzol Chibur is not going to apply. It's sort of hard to understand what these svaras mean. How is hevel combining with Nitzol Chibur? Is it really two svaras? One svara? It seems the way that the Bari HaShulchan presents it, he doesn't want to say it's one svara. The Shach is disagreeing. Taz disagrees with the Shach. He's not really working with a hevel svar, except the hevel is the catalyst that makes nitzok chibur work. Because the hevel is the catalyst, if you're pouring from chama tzoni, then the whole idea of nitzok chibur is not going to apply. The Bnei HaShulchan himself, in Simon Sadi Beis of Katan Kuf Pei, says that according to the chumra of the Ramah, based on this chumra of the Ramah, what should come out is that you shouldn't be able to pour from a par of a kli into a boiling kli, into a hot tamshil of chalav or a hot tamshil of basa. And he said, this is maisim b'chol yom. A person wants a little bit of extra water in his chalim. What does he do? He takes a tea kettle. A par of a tea kettle wants to pour water from a kli rishon into the chalim. Let's say he has, I don't know, some other kind of a thing. Let's say he's boiling macaroni and the water boiled out. He wants to add more water. And the macaroni, well, macaroni is not doesn't have cheese in it, even if it's in the middle of the pot. Let's say he's, I don't know, he's making a casserole and there's some kind of milk there and he wants to pour water into it. It's burning and he wants to pour water into it. Good thing. When it comes to cholent, it's just so easy. Because this happens every day, every Friday. Or not necessarily every Friday, but it certainly happens commonly. So the Bnei HaShulchan says, according to the Chumra of the Ramah, what should come out is that you shouldn't be able to do this. Or if you do it, you'll make your tea kettle fleishiks. You won't be able to use your tea kettle for your coffee anymore. Coffee with the milk. Why? Because if you're machmir for the Ramah, what should come out is that the iser, the basar in the bottom, not the iser, the basar in the kedera, the cholent, is going to make the liquid and the tea kettle, it's going to make it fleishiks. It's going to make it fleishiks. Lechora, one should be machmer. He says, I don't see people being machmer for this, but he says, based on this Ramah, one should be machmer. Taka is machmer. He goes even further. He says, even if you don't have basar mamish in the kedera, even if it's just a nat barnat, it's only a blia, he says, you still should be machmer because lechatchila we don't try to cause a nat barnat. But ad kedei kach, that's very strong. There are some who even argue with his basic premise that even if you have basar mamish, there still perhaps shouldn't be any problem over here. Why? Because what's the issue? The issue is either that the hevel is going to be mashpia, or the issue is the hevel is the catalyst to make a nitzo chibur, but what kind of a connection is there here? Connection is a very weak connection anyway. It's only a tam kolosh anyway. So it's like a nat barnat in the first place. It's only a tam kolosh, it's a weak tam that's going to go through. This whole nitzo chibur is only a weak connection. The hevel, it's only a weak connection anyway. So nat barnat the isura is taka asa, but nat barnat the hetera is mutter. So Tam Kolosh of Heter is not going to create a problem here. Tam Kolosh Shel Isser might create a problem. So why should you be Machmer? You're going to go so wide, you're going to go so far to say that this Tam Kolosh coming through the Nitzo Chibra, coming through the Hevel, is going to transform the water in the tea kettle, going to transform the tea kettle itself into a Klishol Basar? A big chiddush, because the whole idea is a Chumah. The whole idea is saying that this Tam Kolosh is somehow going to make a connection between the bottom and the top kli. Maybe there's a limit to how much we should aser. Maybe we'll say it by iser, but by a blia shel heter, or by a davar shel heter, I should say, right? Not by not the hetera, or tam kolosh the hetera, we should say. Maybe that far we're not going to go. So I don't know if you have to be machmer. The Bnei HaShulchan is very machmer. Some perhaps might be more mekel. They'll say that maybe it only applies to iser, it doesn't apply to heter. Yes.
So if you only have the hevel itself, for example, you're pouring spices into the meat, would that cause the spice bottle, whatever.
Right, so they talk about the hevel and the zeyah. So you have separate spices and milk and inflation because it's going to be nibbling into the plastic on top of the spices. It really is better to have separate. Depends how it's done. If you're always careful to put the spices in your hand and then throw it into the pot, that's okay. But if you can pour it directly over the pot, you could have a very serious issue because there could be hevel, there could be zeyah. Oh, that's a shear in a couple of weeks, right? There could be zeyah, a strong kind of zeyah with a strong hevel, a strong steam, and that really could be nivla into the plastic. So you're saying, what is that? That's a blia, that's a tam rishon into the plastic top, and then if you'll do it again, you'll throw your paprika, your onion powder, your garlic powder onto your cheese omelet. So, the cheese considered zeya, that's zeyas ochlin, it's not really zeyas mashkin, the cheese is only melting. Okay, you can think of a scenario where you're going to spray it onto liquid. So then you'll have both a blia of basar and chalav in that plastic. I it's an ena ben yama, but we assume that it's not tam lefgam, and not nosin tam lefgam in the item itself. It's nosin tam lefgam when it comes out. So then you'll have basar b'chalav together, So then even if it's ena ben yama lechatchila, we don't want to use a kli shel issa. It becomes a kli shel issa then. Yeah, probably better to have a separate spices for both. Yes.
I mean, you can make it worse. In the possibly have a go.
I'd love to make it worse.
The spice, you could go into the spice bottle itself, like through the little holes.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. If there are little holes there, right, so is it going to really touch the spices? Maybe a taka can touch the spices. I'm assuming that maybe the spices that are really touching the hevel are going to come out. Okay, I hear. If it goes into the holes, maybe it'll acid. The thing is turned upside down, so if it goes into the holes, it'll actually acid. Well, it won't acid. It'll turn the spices into fleishigs. So then, if you put the spices then into your cheese omelet, you'll have basa b'chol of spices in your cheese omelet. It might taste very good, but it might be acid to eat. Yes. You're saying each spice is separate. No, I'm not talking about a chibur here. This is a little bit of a different question. This is that you might, I think what David had in mind is, aside from this issue of Nitzel Chibur, there the Hevel is going to touch the container itself. Sorry?
Based on the Taz, though, giving the Chibur and the Hevel.
Yeah. Taz says, well, you need the Hevel in order to have Nitzel Chibur. No, because the Taz is talking about a case where the Hevel is not strong enough to get to the top Kli. So it's not going to, when it touches the top Kli, it's not going to have enough heat in it. But somehow the Hevel gets the Nitzo Chibur to work.
Right, so
I think the difference between the Shach and the Taz is that the Shach assumes the Hevel is older, the Hevel is going to go up to the top. So it's actually going to be, putting heat, it's going to be Yatzoletis Bo in the top item. It's a different story. The Taz is not saying that it's going to be Yatzoletis Bo on top. That there'll be hevel on the bottom, and that'll generate the rule of Nitzel Chibur. Okay? But here it's worse. Here we're assuming that if you're pouring over the Kli, you have a Yatzoletet Bozea that's going to touch the Kli, so that perhaps should be worse. Maybe. I'm not sure. Josh?
Even if, like, we're making by the Kli itself, for example, by, like, a hot water urn that, like, has the handle, so even if you're going to make on the Kli that the Zea is, like,
hot water urn?
Like, an urn that you have, like, a knob.
Not a teapot.
An urn,
a regular.
And someone wants to add. Let's say someone adds water from the urn into their cup of coffee.
Oh, so he picks up the. He does what? He just presses the urn. He presses it down.
Or presses it down, or as a knob, whatever. Yeah,
okay,
it's water directly.
Good.
So even if you only make it on the Kli base of the Zea, would you say that the water in the rest of the water is still no chibur to that, and therefore the water itself is going to be like?
Well, isn't that what the Taz is saying? That Nitzo Chibur means that all the water is connected.
Right.
So if you open the tap. And you're getting water in there. It's all mechuber to the vat. It's all mechuber to the urn itself. So then the chara point to the taz should be a problem. It's a chibur, no? That's what the Bar HaShulchan is saying. That's what the Bar HaShulchan is saying. He can't take your tea kettle and pour it in. He's not saying, he's not talking about David's issue. David's issue is a different issue. It's an important issue. But that's not what the Bar HaShulchan is talking about. He's talking about Nitzo Chibur. Even if you pour it from a distance, and the heat is not going to affect the tea kettle directly, but Nitzo Chibur should be the problem. Now I have some kind of an isser going into the tea kettle, and that should asa the liquid, it should asa the kettle itself. That's what the Bari HaShulchan is being machmer for. I'm not sure you have to be so machmer. He admits himself that that's not the minig. The minig is that people do pour. They try to pour it far enough away that it's not going to be, you know, in the hevel of the kedera. And normally if you're a little bit above the kedera, it's not really that much of a problem enough to be that far above. But this idea of Nitzel Chibur, most people are not machmer for this, so I guess there is room to be made, probably for the svar we gave. And Nitzel Chibur itself is a very weak connection. So it's a weak connection. Maybe for Issu we should be machmer, but for Heter maybe it's not necessary. Yes?
Comrades is full extent. Would you say that an apartment complex that the guy moving and they turn their sink on, and all the water in the apartment and the building is now...
Right, so that's the old issue. When you talk about boilers, do you assume that when you get water out from the boiler, so everything is mechuber, it's like you're actually getting it out of the boiler, or not? I mean, to go that far would make life very, very difficult. I don't think we would go that far. I'm not even so sure we would go that far in your own home. Right, to say that if you're pouring into the kedera, irikli rishon, from your sink, so now the boiler is fleshes. It's a cholent boiler. I don't know if we would go that far. Nitzel Chibur itself is a chiddush, so there has to be some kind of limit of this stuff. Okay, I wanted to move on to some other things, but I guess it's probably better if we break for now, and we'll continue next week. We'll talk about Tatoa Gava in the next couple of weeks. Right, okay, I hear what you're saying.